We're catching up with Bianca, who is the Educational Officer at the Daniel Morcombe Foundation, in the lead up to Day for Daniel on the 29th of October. Now, we have talked a lot about cyber safety and educating parents, teachers and carers about how they can connect with kids to be able to help them feel safe if they need to talk about something. And there's so many tools available on your website. I'm at a bit of a loss these days, though, when it comes to educating our kids about being safe in the real world. Like when I was a kid, we had Neighbourhood Watch, and they used to tell it, the policemen would come to the school, and they would tell us that if we're walking home from school and somebody tries to pick us up or somebody starts talking to us and we don't feel safe, we'd look for a house that had a sign on it that said Neighbourhood Watch. And so
yes,
you'd be going to a stranger's house, but supposedly they'd been checked, you know, and they were good people and you'd be safe there. But, I mean, we can't do that these days. So what on earth do we teach our kids?
I think that it's really important to start having conversations about personal safety and consent and respectful relationships from when they're really, really young. Boundaries as well, because it's not just a stranger that could pose a threat to a child. It could be someone within the family, or it could even be a peer. So the best way to protect your children is to have those conversations from very early about, you know, what a healthy relationship looks like and feels like, how they can express their boundaries and what to do if they're ever in a situation where something makes them feel uncomfortable, how to get out of that conversation, how to recognise their body clues, how to react when they feel those body clues, and then how to go and report or get help.
See, I wouldn't have a clue how to do any of that stuff. Do you have it all on your website?
We do. So recognise, react, report is, they're our main key messages, and we have a lot of resources on there. This year we do each year Australia's Biggest Child Safety Lesson, and that always revolves around those key messages. So we've just produced some really great resources for Australia's Biggest Child Safety Lesson, and they're found on our website. So one of them is a video, Little Red Riding Hood video, and it comes with the activities, how to recognise when something isn't quite right and how you should react, and then how you can then get help. And then for older children, it's a really funny video. The feedback was excellent. Again, it goes through in different situations. So how to recognise, react and report when something's happening and you're at school, or how to recognise, react, report when it's online. And there's also the resources to accompany those messages. So have a look and send us some feedback if there's something you'd like us to make.
Look, there are so many resources and activities available on your website, because I've just gone to the page you were talking about, Australia's Biggest Child Safety Lesson, and wow, talk about so much stuff available. And this helps parents and teachers and carers to be able to start those conversations with kids, and you recommend that you do it from a very early age. I understand why you're saying talk about boundaries, and it might not necessarily be a stranger that approaches and has inappropriate intentions with your kids. I remember when I was at school, another girl in my class, we didn't know that she was being abused at home. And then she came to school and started abusing other kids. It just sent a ripple through. She didn't understand what she was doing, but because it was happening to her, she thought that was normal. And it just shocked the school, something awful, because you just don't expect it from another child. So it's so important to educate your children as to know the boundaries, what's appropriate. And you've got lots of resources about what a healthy relationship looks like. Looking at the positive side, which is awesome too.
It's interesting what you said about that story. We actually have a program called Harmful Sexual Behaviours, which it's not for parents or carers. It's for frontline workers, such as social workers, psychologists, anyone working in the child safety sector at a kind of higher level. And it's educating them about those behaviours that children could exhibit that could be an indicator that something's happening to that child. If we intervene early, we can stop them acting out on other children, but also change the trajectory for that child. What we find with adults who have been sentenced for child sexual harm is that they were exhibiting harmful sexual behaviours when they were children. So if we can intervene when they're young and when we still have a chance of changing their future, then that's really where we should be focusing a lot of our energy.
Brilliant. You've got so many resources on your website. It may have started to be about educating kids in school, but now you're educating parents, teachers, and even professionals. You're doing an amazing job there at the Daniel Morcombe Foundation. Thank you so much for all your resources, and thanks for your time today, Bianca.
Oh, no problems, Fiona. Thank you for having me.